gentleman here in the blue shirt. Oh, well, we'll go to the back and we'll come back to you, sir.
Hello, my name is Jed, 23 South Pauline, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm on the river almost every day, or in a kano, or some random body of fishing. And I want to applaud Riverfront for taking out the seawall principle that they had at one time to tow in the cobblestones. Your riprap idea underneath the walkway at mean low waterage, brilliant. The riprap is not that hard to walk on. There are people down on the north end of Mud Island fishing every night till 1:30 a.m. The cops kick us out. The riprap is great fish habitat. The seawall is an environmental detriment. The riprap there seems like maintains a natural slope, good for water, good for the environment. I would like to see, though, where the mudflat is, to make that a ramp below mean low water, maybe in the 1920s through 40s, woven concrete mattress, continuing it down below your walkway so we could run folks just in that 100 foot, 200, 300, whatever you need, necessary section. So we have a boat ramp that goes out in the channel, but not a docking facility that would ruin the navigable waterway, really in some historic significance. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a member of the Tennessee Historic Commission, and I went my first meeting in June, and I brought up the issue since I had correspondence about 106. And I asked the question, and the only answer I got was it's going to be a public hearing today. So what role does the Tennessee Historical Commission have in making the final decision on 106 on this issue?
I'll throw that to my historians here.
We're in the middle of the sexual assistance process, and we have several representatives from the State Historic Preservation Office here tonight, and they are being involved throughout this whole process. And I don't know how much you know about 106, but it's a federal law that involves the public, and federal agencies are required to take into account consulting parties and the public ideas on projects like this in order to not adversely impact the historic parks. So I want to do everything we can to.
Who makes that decision? Dr. Garris makes the decision. The
commission makes the decision if those 106 is approved.
That's federal, the federal side, so it would be shipped up to the State Historic Preservation Office.
Questions?
Thank you. I'm Sue Williams, 1678 over in Park Avenue. I'd like to address several issues. First of all, the gentleman was talking about fishing from Mud Island, and if you look at where people find people fishing there, it's not on top of cobblestones. There are waterways that drain storm water that you can walk all out on. Riprap is a major concern on this. I don't see how sidewalks fit in. They cut the field, you don't get the same perception, and I don't see how they possibly would meet the historic preservation guidelines for this site. I'm wondering, Colonel Smith, are you familiar with the memorandum of an agreement submitted to the Advisory Council for Historic Preservation back in 1995? If not, I have a copy for you that's pertinently marked up. And I also have a copy of the Garrow Report, which I'll give all this to the court reporter. Some of the other environmental issues about this site are shown in a recent application from TDEC that we have threatened sturgeon in the waterway, and we have And recreation has to be a prime consideration of the Clean Water Act, correct? In any case, Benny, you're talking about wood, and but you're using wood around those pods at Hill Street Landing. If you've got to have sidewalks, then you can have a sidewalks and set up in segments that's movable. If you use wood, it wouldn't be in water all the time, or underwater half the year. Another issue on your signage, which is all going to be apparently up on Riverside Drive, is that correct?
Yes.
That walkway? I'd like to see some other places too, but I went to the National Trail Symposium last year, and one of the suggestions that they had for educating people about signs and to get them there is to do a website. They say that you will do more historic education through that than you will through by signs that people don't really want to pass by and read. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? All right, let's. We've already been here, though. Just a sec. We'll come right back to you. Get it behind you, the light. You just.
My name is Brandy Ortiz. I live at 537
Reese. Excuse me. Could you start over again? I'm sorry.
Spell your name.
Name and address.
Brandy Ortiz. And I'm an intern architect, and my race is with alternatives to what I've seen, and I don't understand the idea of we have this much landing, but we don't need that much landing, so let's take this much of it away and only have this much left. I don't understand the value of removing what can be repaired and remain. It doesn't make sense. And that whole thing is a landing. And when you ask us the alternative to riprap, I'm kind of floored because I come from an architect's office every day, and I know there's resources there, and it's a small office. You must have resources to look for alternatives coming from where you're coming from. And I don't understand why they're not being presented. That's all.
Thank you for that comment. Let's go to the side of the runway.
I'm Kathy Marcinko, 920 University Street. I've got the same concern with the riprap, but I am pleased to see that you're looking at. In the original plans that I saw months ago, it was just riprap, and now it's riprap, as you said, this smaller surface. But it's still going to be hard to walk on. In fact, the only thing harder to walk on in cobblestone is riprap. And you're really going to be blocking access to the water, which most urban design principles will tell you that's where people want to be. People want to get down to the water. And so that remains a concern for me. The other thing is the removal of the historic function of this area. It was a boat landing. That's what makes it historic. And to take away that function, by this design solution, to me, is almost negates the point of the project in many ways. Another concern I have is the segmentation that cobblestone do with the sidewalks. To split it up, it's the largest cobblestone, unbroken cobblestone surface, certainly on the Mississippi River and maybe in the country. Why do we want to break it up with the sidewalks? It's absolutely unique. To me, that would be like putting a sidewalk in the middle of Stonehenge. You just don't do that with a resource. I'm encouraged to take a very minimalist approach to the restoration of this property. Less is more. If we don't have a good solution yet, let's keep looking until we find the right solution.
Thank you.
One last thing before I have to take off. I have to go to South Bay Historic District. But of course, I want to say I haven't seen as many people that helped me in my first election in 1976.
I do. I feel like I'm back on District 90. But I want to thank the Corps of Engineers and Colonel Smith for putting this program together. The Corps did a lot of good work for us, and I think they need to be complimented. Okay, I think we're reaching the end of our time. We have one more.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Senator Marilyn Marrero, and I live on Hawthorne in fabulous Newtown, Memphis. I'm concerned about whether there's been any thought about putting floating walkways in. If you're talking about half the time that these walkways might be underwater, I mean, it looks to me like there might be some way to be able to float those walkways and have people to have access out there over the cobblestones half the year.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. I mean, if they had to float up and down like 40 feet, which makes it a little more difficult. But, I mean, like, for instance, they do have, I mean, there's the dock at Marina at Henry Turbin Marina, who has a floating walkway connected to the dock. I'm not sure over that distance we can quite do that.
Okay.
I have a question. It's Virginia. We're going to come back for a second. Benny, I know that I've been spending some time over at the Mud Island Ramp, and I wish you would explain to this crowd how the electrical and sewage all goes through that channel, because by saying it's going to this sidewalk, and this sidewalk is probably going to be at the water's level, I don't know how many hours or days, but you're not really going to get rid of your utility problem, it doesn't look like. Whereas I think Mud Island does effectively do that at all water levels. And I also wish you would address the idea, I think for some on a lot of us have hoped that there would be floating restaurants and barges at the cobblestone landing. I believe that your master plan actually called it the perfect landing on the Mississippi River, where the water goes up and down 50 feet a year. And I think your plan also said that any plan for the riverfront would plan for this to be a really used riverfront. I think what we're all trying to say is we want this functionally and aesthetically done properly. We want a harbor full of boats. We want a national historic landmark. We love this place. We want it clean and well maintained. And please answer those two questions, because I don't think they've been addressed. And truthfully, I think we need a lot of alternative thought about this.
The first place, as we talked before, we're extending utilities down in three places. If we weren't planning on what William's boats being there, we certainly would put them here too. These are for our future restaurants we hold, putting things that are down there, whether it's gift shops or what they are. That's why utilities are equipment.
Utilities. Breaks where you can get to the utilities.
The utilities are being planned to put the exact same way in Mud Island. There'll be connections all up and down the walkways where there'll be places to connect. There'll be same design exactly the way Mud Island is done, with the input of the current user.
And what about the floating barges and restaurants?
I just answered that. But I'll say it again. We as far as putting utilities here is here, because we hope things come there later. We can't put a restaurant down there. Hopefully someone here wants to put a floating restaurant down there. We've got a place for you to be. We want you to be right there. And there's utilities, there's water, there's sewage. Come on down, okay? That's why we're doing it. Right now, there is nobody, but hopefully in the future there will be. And if we get everything cleaned up and accessible, where people can walk down there without having to strip on the top, to get to their restaurant, hopefully someone will build it.
Good. So you all are committed to functional use of this as a love bridge. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Now and in the future?
Yes.
All right, right here.